This is Ms. Communication, Career and Beyond, with me, Krista Benavides, speaker, author, and communication expert. Every week, you'll get insights and guidance on how to shape your future on your terms with 100% authentic communication. If you're ready to move from where you are now to where you want to be, then let's get started. My guest today is Dr. Barbara Portzline with Organizational Rebel. Now, Dr. Portzline helps business owners close the gap between where their business is and their vision for it. Her personal mission is to help business owners innovate so that they can make more of an impact in our world and, at the same time, fall in love with the work they do. I love that all by itself. Using a combination of deep organizational development experience and her intuitive gifts, her work supports a cross-discipline integrated approach to strategy, which is like no other. And all of those great things are exactly why she's here today. So welcome to the show, Barbara.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here.
So we'll just dive in. I know that you cover a lot of different topics with your clients, and well, I'm already going to say at the top right now that we'll probably have to have a part two and part three. But to start in, I want to give our listeners a taste of just what you do to accomplish what I just shared with in your introduction. And in particular, you gave me some topics that you're going to focus on. And so the first one is learning to trust our inner voice. So share with us what you have with that.
So I guess one of the most important things that I learned as I worked for a gazillion years, doing things by trial and error and not being as successful as I wanted to be, it's a lot of times I got wrapped up in what other people were doing or what other people thought I should be doing or the messages that I learned as a child. And I realize that it took me until about my 40s to realize how important it is to really stop moving and be quiet and listen to what our inner voice, our intuition, our gut, whatever you want to call it, has for us. Because, you know, when we're born with two fears. We're born with the fear of falling and the fear of being alone. And every other fear, insecurity, message that we have is typically something that we've learned. You know, when your parents say, oh, you can't be a singer, you know, you're tone deaf, or you shouldn't be an author, you can't write, or whatever that is, those messages stay in our head. And even if we don't have someone saying that to us, that really impacts the way that we approach the world, the way we approach relationships, work, etc. And so one of the pieces that is the most critical with my clients, myself, everyone I know, is really about taking a step back and figuring out, is this my voice that I'm hearing? Is it someone else's? And what is really in alignment with my soul purpose?
That is so huge. And I know you and I have talked, you know, offline and other venues and events and so forth. And full disclosure, Barbara and I have known each other a very long time. We actually went to grad school together back in the day. I won't even say how long ago, because it really doesn't matter. But yeah, and so we've reconnected over the past 5 years or so, and have had that conversation about how important that inner voice is. And that was one of the reasons I wanted her to come on the show today, because as I shared with you in the introduction to this whole show and everything at the very beginning, is that I'm following the chapters of my book, Ms. Communication, which is why this show is called Ms. Communication, Career and Beyond. And chapter one is on listening to that inner voice. And so, Barbara, share how you work with your clients to make that distinction between their voice and other people's voice. Because I know that's something I go through in my book as well, but I certainly want your take, because I know that's a big part of the foundational aspect that you go into with your clients.
So I am probably a little bit less, what's the right word? Gentle with my clients than you may be in the book. I'm One of the things I like to say is I work with people spirit to spirit and I ignore their human a lot. And that sounds really mean. And at the same time, I believe that when somebody is out of alignment, it's really easy, at least for me, to see like there's something off. And I personally call people out on stuff. So I'll sit with somebody and say, okay, so you can't build your business because this person and that person and this person and this person aren't supporting you. What if you built it anyway? What would that look like? So it's really about having people dream and think outside of the box. Like I think sometimes we get so stuck in our ways that we sometimes need a book like you have, or a mentor, or I know you do coaching as well, like someone that you can talk to that can help you see it a different way. Just one thing that I use, which I really love as a tool, is I have my clients use Oracle cards. So, Oracle cards are a little different than tarot cards, a whole big thing. You can Google it. But basically, Oracle cards, what I have them do is I have them purchase cards. Like here is a deck of cards right here. So I have them purchase cards and I have them go through and get their energy on every single card just so they can look at it, put their own like feel on it. And then one way that I help them listen to their inner voice is I say to them, okay, pick a card and don't look at it. And then I want you to look at it and tell me the first thing that comes to your mind, no matter how off the wall it sounds. Like you could pick a card and say teepee. You could say, boulder. You can say, oh, I picked this card because I'm such a crybaby. I don't know what it is, but I have them pick it without thinking and just say the first thing that came to their mind. And then I have them look at the guidebook and read through the card. And I ask them to practice that every day because, again, it's something where if you just pick something, say the first thing that comes to your mind without censoring it, you're starting to learn why did you pick that card? Why was that for you? And it's a really good tool. We use that quite a bit. And, I will say at, I don't know how old I am now, 52, 52 years old. I just say whatever needs to be said and I don't censor it anymore. And it's a little scary sometimes, but for the most part, once I have that confidence and I trust it, it's usually the right thing. And that's what happens with my clients. So.
So many key things that I heard there, and in particular the last point that you shared about trusting whatever it is that comes out of your mouth. And that's one of the things that I work with my clients. I'm doing a class right now where 30 different people are trying to figure out how to communicate more professionally, and some of them blurt, and so they're at that point where they do say what they feel. It's not necessarily the most diplomatic or effective. And so being able to reel them back in to then guide them on how they can still be honoring themselves and what they're feeling and thinking and be diplomatic. I don't even want to say politically correct because I don't like that phrasing, but diplomatic and tactful and effective. And so to summarize this first portion, what would you say would be the one takeaway for people to focus on in terms of if they're listening right now and they're thinking, oh, I can so relate to that, but where do I start? Like, I don't have Oracle cards and that feels like too much to me. So what would you say would be the one takeaway that would summarize all of this and help people take that first step?
The one takeaway is you have the answers and they're all within you. And it's about communicating that, what's inside, in a way that serves your highest and best. I'm trying to combine yours and mine there because I'm a blurter, right? I'm a blurter. So I'm like, oh, I know that. And what's in my highest and best may not be to blurt.
Yeah. Well, and again, that takes practice, right? And I think that's where people get stuck is they either stop because they don't want to make mistakes, or they just go to the other extreme. And it sounds like you work with your clients through the oracle cards and other ways to help them find that balance.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. So let's move on to the next section, and it covers a little bit of what we just did, which I love. So ego versus intuition. And I know that you've had success with what you do because you do use your intuitive gifts. So talk to us about how you work with your clients on differentiating between ego and intuition.
Okay, so a lot of my clients are not decision makers, or they are decision makers and they agonize over decisions. So this is where it really is important to understand the difference between your ego and your intuition. So your intuition is typically the first thing that comes to you. So if someone says, hey, you want to help me move this weekend? And your first thought is like, ugh. That's probably your intuition saying, no, I do not want to help you move. That is like the last thing I want to do this weekend. And the second thing that comes in is our ego, right? It's that, well, I probably should because they helped me move last time and I want to be a nice person. And if I told them how I felt, they might not ever want to do anything with me again. And so it's all of that that keeps people immobilized with making decisions. And so I always say just your intuition usually doesn't have an emotion really tied to it. It's like the first thing that just shoots out, and then your ego is the one that sits and agonizes in all of this. And it is important. Sometimes you may go with your ego, but it's important to just feel in your body. As soon as someone asks you a question or your position with something, you have to make a decision, feel into your body. Does it feel like, you know, or does it feel like, yeah, let's do it? And so that's the key. I think a lot of times we think about what we should do, what our ego says, oh, I want to be liked. And, you know, and it's like sometimes the answer is no, and it's a full sentence.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that I love how you pointed out the body aspect, like how we feel in our body. Because I mean, that's really animalistic, right? Very primal. I mean, we learn just like other animals do, either to protect ourselves, you know, the fight or flight type of response. And it sounds like that's what the intuition is doing for us. Not that we're in danger per se when somebody asks us if we want to help them move, but the guidance system kicks in to say no. Or on the plus side, like your guidance system might say yes, like, yeah, I want to help them move. And so to be able to pay attention to that, which goes back to what you mentioned at the top of the show about being still.
Yep. I am definitely one of those that will jump right in. And I've had to teach myself to take a step back. What is the first thing that drops in? And then taking a moment to pause so I could see with clarity how I want to respond. And I think that that's real important because you may go against your intuition. I mean, I do sometimes as well, like, oh, I really shouldn't have said yes for that appointment, or, you know, I don't really want to take this work. And so it's about like pausing so you can see with clarity, are you going to go with your intuition? Are you going to not go with your intuition? Is there a reason for that? I'm always the firm believer your intuition is rarely wrong. However, you know, sometimes for other reasons, we make other decisions.
Right. Oh, I agree. Now, have you found in your work with your clients that going against their ego is a challenge because they're so used to it? I mean, I'm talking with my clients about how we've developed these habits that are dysfunctional for us, and we just stay stuck in the habit, even though we know we have that intellectual awareness that, no, that's not good for me, yet we stay stuck in that pattern.
Yes, and that's why I fire some of my clients because, you know, I'm older now. Like I said earlier, I'm a little older, and I know that is not my area, right? Like I can call someone out on, hey, you're doing this because you've always done it this way and it's not in your highest and best. And if they continue to make those choices, they're not a great client for me personally, because I am one of those that will try to push them quickly out of that. And I say to people, I say, you don't pay me to be your friend. You pay me to help you grow a business. So I know that if you're stuck listening to the old messages, that you can't go out and tell people what you do. You can't share your value. You don't own your value. You don't own your worth. It's going to be very difficult for me to get you those results that you want. So it's not a good fit. So for me, yes, I mean, I see it all the time. People just stuck. And I was stuck in all those patterns for many, many years. Same kind of relationships, same kind of people in my life, all of that. And it took someone basically saying to me, same thing, like, do you really want to change or do you want to stay in your trauma drama story?
Right. Oh yeah, for sure. And so once again, as I asked you during the first section about listening to that inner voice, and these are definitely, like I mentioned before, they're linked together. What is it that you do? I know you just say that you said that you call people out and you point it out and you give them that opportunity to make the decision, because really that's what it's about, right? The person making decision that they're going to do things differently. But is there a more, I don't know, linear process that you go through to help them move from ego to intuition or to break that pattern? I mean, and I say this because I'm sure there are people out there listening that are saying, okay, that's well and good, but like, how do I do that?
It's so interesting. So yes, there are ways, and no, it's not easy, right? Like there's not like a four-step process that you can say, okay, I'm stuck here and I'm unstuck now. Like I wish it was that easy. I do retreats in Hawaii called breakthrough retreats, and part of it is getting people out of their own environment. Getting them away from all of the noise so they can slow down again and pause so they can see with clarity what their vision is. And I truly believe people have the next step, but they have to come up with it. So that's where I get super woo. And Hawaii is where I get super woo. And it really is a series of activities and grounding and getting into nature and listening to the messages that you might not hear on a daily basis, and really tuning into your intuition and your spirit. And so we use things like oracle cards, and we do different activities. We have people draw. So one good thing folks could do if they have paper and pen at home is they could draw what their vision is for the next 5 years for their life, and then turn on their analytical hat and analyze their drawing, like as if you were going to art therapy. Why did you put yourself here? Why are you so small? Why is this green? Why did you pick this? And literally going through that, your own mind, to answer those questions again without overthinking the first thing that comes to your head. It really is about getting out of our heads and really into our spirit. And I don't know how to say it any more tactical or, left brain than that. I can't.
No, that's great. And I ask that for our listeners as much as for ourselves, because as much as I've been doing, the work on myself and all of that, there's that part of me that's still very left brain. And I one of my previous guests, Kit Coles, was talking about that, getting outside of that routine of the type A, or I often tell people that I'm a recovering type A or a recovering perfectionist. And there's still that part of me that I think it's just my Linus blanket at this point, where if like right now that takeaway was, oh, okay, I can draw. And maybe there's somebody else out there that's listening and saying, oh, that's something I can do. Step one, two, three, like, let me get my crayons, let me get my piece of paper. That then enables me, then enables other people to be able to transition in a little bit. I don't know, it seems like a more comfortable way to transition, but still taking that step.
I love that. Yeah, it's not for someone who is a recovering type A very, analytical, linear, data-driven person to going to someone that literally is now like surrounded by crystals and weird lights and crazy pictures and all of that. I've got both, which is kind of fun because I can pull out both at any time. And it took a long time for me. For me, it personally, it took crisis for me to be able to really go within. Like my entire life was falling apart, financially, relationship, family, everything. And it was one of the most beautiful times in my life, looking back on it now, because it made me slow down, quiet, like just shut up for 5 minutes, learn how to meditate. Learn how to ask for help instead of trying to figure it out on my own for so long. And through that process, which was painful and the best thing that ever happened, I found my inner voice. I found this, woo area that I didn't know I had, this intuition, and the ability to break through some of the things that kept me stuck for so long.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because I think it's important for people to know that this process doesn't happen overnight, and that a lot of times there is that either hitting bottom or having a crisis or just realizing that we're so tired doing things the old way that we're finally ready to do things a different way. And so thank you for sharing, part of your personal story as far as that goes, because again, it's rarely ever where we just decide, okay, well, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be easy. And all right, this is what I heard is the latest flavor of the month. No, it's definitely a lifelong process for most of us. And that's part of why I'm doing this show, to be able to move myself past some of the things that I've dealt with and help other people do that as well. So thank you for that piece in terms of the ego and intuition. And now I have even more clarity than I had before. So thank you.
Thank you.
So the role of confidence in being able to make decisions and grow your business and really just get to that next level that people want in their lives, how do you help your clients with that?
So I say a lot, and I don't mean it in a, well, I do kind of mean it. You can be dumb as a doorknob. But you can have the great headshot, the severe haircut, the beautiful suit, look super skinny, fit, whatever your vision is, and you can grow your business being dumb as a doorknob. And it's all about confidence. And so I've seen it. I see people on social media that have it all. They're growing their business because it all looks so beautiful and perfect. And I believe that no, you shouldn't be as dumb as a doorknob. You should actually be aligned and whole. But having confidence in who you are is critical. Even if you're not perfect. So, like, I spit up on people. I say stupid stuff. I knock things over. I'm not super all put together. I got flyaway hairs and different. And it's okay because I own who I am and I'm aligned. So, it's really important to work. I guess the, I know you're going to ask me, like, so what's the takeaway? What can people do? I got it now. Like, it just takes me two or three cycles, and now it's like, yeah, I got it. And it's about working on yourself and your own self-love, right? And so, I feel like often there's an upheaval before you up-level, and that would be the takeaway that
Ooh,
I'd
say
say.
that again, say that again.
Yeah, like don't trademark that. That's baby's mind. But there's an upheaval before you up level. And during that upheaval, you have to make a decision. Do you love yourself? How do you show yourself love? All of these things. And are you ready to own who you are? Like at 52, I own who I am. I don't care. I don't do my eyelashes no more. I don't do my nails right now. I don't care. I'm just me and people like me and that's cool. If they don't, bye-bye. So getting to that place is about going through those upheavals and really learning to love yourself no matter who you are on the other side.
I have no words. I mean, that was just, I feel like that really summarizes even the first two sections about the importance of just start our foundation. Like, if we have, when we have, not if, when we have a strong foundation, which starts with love, then we're likely going to be able to pay attention to that inner voice and honor it. And the intuition's going to speak more loudly than the ego. And so that just gave me the chills the whole time that I was listening, because as you and I have talked, in other settings, again, that's something we've both had a challenge with. And it's so cool to have you here in this capacity, because I've seen you grow, I mean, by leaps and bounds just within the past like 3 or 4 years. And it's just, I don't want to say impressive, because that for me isn't a big enough word. Like, it's just so inspiring and an example of that love that you're talking about. And I feel like people relate to you because you are real. It's just like when you run into a dog at the park. Those that are fake and they think are dangerous, the dog's going to know that and go away. And I feel like we as individuals know that we have that inner guidance system, and we can smell a fake a mile away, generally speaking.
Yeah, I agree. And I think not getting caught up in the hype is so important, and not trying to be like somebody you're not. And that's, it's, we always say, like, if I knew what I knew now, back then, I'd be like a superstar and all this. And it's true. Like, I am loving life now more than I ever have, even with the upheavals and, all. I'm like, I know that's my path. Like, I could keep saying, like, all I want to do is like have nice things and live in a nice house and do all this stuff. And it's like God, spirit, universe is like, no, you are going to help people. No, you're going to go through this so you can teach other people. And now it's like, just bring it on. Like, I embrace it now, and I never did before. And that's what I want for my clients and for people that I know. That's what I want. I want them to embrace all of it. Like, let their freak flags fly and own it.
Absolutely. I, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'll say to that is yes. So let's finish up then with being able to, again, we start talked about it a little bit before, but tying all these components together, using the intuition, paying attention to our inner voice, building the confidence, putting that into practice.
With putting it into practice, the first for me would be have mercy on yourself and just be where you are. Like, I think that that's really the most important, because we always try to figure, like, oh, I'll be good once I'm confident. I'll be good once I have this. And it's like, just, appreciate where you are and have mercy on yourself. Have gratitude for what's in your life right now. Focus on what's working really well, more than what's not quite right, and own what's working well, and then one step at a time. So if it's even go outside for 30 minutes every day and just be, shut off your phone, stop looking at social media for 10 minutes a day and just be. And I am the firm believer that it's about really getting out all the noise that's in your head so you can focus what's on what's in your highest and best. So, like, one thing that I recommend for my clients is I have them, I don't read or write, so I'm the wrong person to ask, but I have my clients write out before they go to bed, like, everything that's going in their head, automatic writing, like, I hate this day and my family makes me mad and I really hate cooking and I wish I could just go to McDonald's or whatever it is, and writing it all out and getting all of that junk in your head out before you go to sleep. And then if you wake up in the middle of the night, ask God, universe, spirit, whatever your beliefs are, what's my next step? What do I need to move forward in my life? And then go and then try again, go back to sleep, and in the morning, Write down what pops in your head. What's the first thing? It could be write a letter. It could be talk to your family. It could be quit your job. Whatever it is. I mean, don't do that now and don't blame me for that. And I've had a lot of people quit their job after meeting with me. So I have to be careful, like put a disclaimer when I say that. But really it is about starting to pay attention to yourself and just quiet some of that noise.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that. That activity or that exercise right before bedtime. I've had people ask me, not only clients, but just people at the gym, or, you know, I'm one of those people who hears people's life story at the grocery store. Like, and I'm sure you've experienced that too.
Oh no, I don't, people don't come near me. They don't like me.
Well, not anymore. No. But that idea of using those, I've heard it called witching hours, quiet hours, insomnia hours, to like, how do I get back to sleep? And one of the things I learned 5 years ago, almost 5 years ago now, when I was going through my divorce, was I was waking up every morning at 3 o'clock. And finally, I think I was listening to, I don't know, Joel Osteen or Brené Brown or somebody on an audiobook or an audio program or something. And the idea was, well, just ask the question, ask the universe, ask God, ask the spirit, okay, what message am I supposed to be getting right now?
Yep.
And so it helped me be quiet. And every single time I did that, I got some guidance. And it's interesting, it doesn't happen very often anymore. So
maybe you don't need it right now. You know, I believe that things come when you need it. And when you ask for it, so maybe it's just, you know, shh. But you probably could still find it if you went outside with your crystals and your spandex to the mountains and just started to meditate. I bet it would come in. Oh, sorry.
No, but the spandex. Excuse me, but no, that nature for me, hiking is something that I do to get quiet. Being in the gym, being active, really. Is what helps me, because it's hard to focus on anything else other than what I'm doing, but I'll get the messages that'll just, and it's usually just a whisper that says to do something. Although with this, doing this podcast, doing these videos has been, it started off as a whisper and then it got louder and louder and louder. And it was finally one of those things where this is something you need to do, like do it already. And so listeners, when I talked to Barbara about being on the show, she was so excited. She's like, it's about time. I don't know, she said other things too, but so it was great to get that reinforcement that, you know, finally listening and, you know, the first three guests have just fallen into place.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah. So thank you so much. So let's wrap up. What are some final thoughts that you'd like to share with all of our listeners and viewers out there?
Final thoughts. You can rewrite your story at any time in your life. I firmly believe that. You can reinvent yourself, rewrite your story, no matter what it was and where you were. And that is something to really take in. I do believe in many situations, not always, we choose what the ending is of our story. So I would just encourage you to feel into what's in your highest and best. What do you want for the rest of your life? And go like drop them and just go full force towards your dream.
Excellent. I love that. So share with our listeners and viewers how they can contact you, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to talk to you more and learn more about what you do and maybe even work with you.
People can find me usually hanging out on Facebook, Barbara Zuckerman Portsline, or my website, organizationalrebel.com. And there's freebies on there. There's all sorts of stuff. There's a way to fill out a contact form. So yeah, that's where I am.
All right. Organizationalrebel.com, Barbara Portsline, no, Zuckerman Portsline on Facebook.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, you have been a pleasure, as I knew you would, and so many takeaways today. I look forward to having you back. I'm Krista Benavides, and you've been listening to Ms. Communication, Career and Beyond. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.